This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Thank you for being with us. I want to talk today with a gentleman that I've known for some time, Harry Mack. He used to live in the Washington, D.C. area and now is living out in America. But in his newly gained spare time, he's written a novel, actually, as he's told me before, from an idea that had been germinating for years before. But the novel is a Midwest power couple, and it focuses on a lady cop and her husband who works for a TV station. And it gets into some very interesting issues about the media, particularly at the local level, which is rather, in some ways, sometimes different from the national. My experience has been that with the national media, there may be a technical guy, a cameraman, somebody of that sort that's a conservative, but with very rare exception, all of the reporters that we've had to deal with at Gun Owners of America are from the left. I don't think that's as true at the local level, because I've also had from time to time dealings with media in a local market, and other times they're just really trying to play it straight. And when you look at what they put out on the television, they really made a legitimate effort to understand what you were doing, what you were saying, and to present it to the public in that way. And the latter is the kind of situation that you find in a Midwest power couple where the lady cop and her husband, working for the local TV news department, one of the several in that city, are the focus of a Midwest power couple. Harry, I think it's kind of an interesting approach for a book, something that most Americans probably, we may or may not have much interaction with the police, other than perhaps a parking ticket or something, but most of us probably have watched the news and the local news from time to time, and it's kind of neat to have a look behind the curtain at your imaginative depiction of a marriage between the cop shop and the TV shop. So I appreciate what you did in a Midwest power couple.
Thank you, Larry. Just want to make it clear to everyone that the book is a total work of fiction. There's no one particular person picked out or any particular station or department.
We could add that. I think I've seen the disclaimer put something like, the names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Correct. Yeah. But I started it out as a short story a long time ago and developed it into a book. I've written many short stories as something to do when I was working in the D.C. area and other areas, and I saved them and updated them on disk. And finally took this one and figured I'd flesh it out into a book, and it seemed to work out pretty well.
I think so. One of the clues that this was set in a time a few years ago is that there is a reference or two in the book to the news crews using tapes, getting something onto a tape for their work. And that is very much something from the last century, because anymore, even something as relatively behind the times as the British broadcasting system, it's all digital. It's all computerized, and it gets electronically transmitted back to the station from sometimes it's just a phone interview. I've done interviews where the cameraman comes in, man or woman, and when they get set up, they'll call their the reporter, put him on speakerphone, put that cell phone on a surface near where, and I thought it was kind of interesting. In fact, sea crew, five people were involved in that interview. The reporter, the cameraman, the light man, and I don't know what they were all doing, but there were five of them. And increasingly, when media comes to the office here at Gun Owners of America, it's one person, guy or gal, with a camera that increasingly is weighing less and less. They used to be monsters that it would take at least one good guy, one strong guy to carry just the camera. And now anybody pretty much can carry the camera. The technology has increased miniaturization to that extent. But one of the things that I've seen is the difference between the national reporting reporters and local. The national, international are almost always to the left. And many times, reporters at local stations, I think is more typical at the local level where your novel, A Midwest Power Couple, is set. It was kind of interesting.
Yes, I wanted to keep it that way because one of the interaction between the couple and a little bit of love story. I also tried to put a bit of humor in here and there. And with the technical items as far as the age and the date, I have a strong technical background. I was a telecommunications technician and electronics technician for 20, 30 years. So I just put it in my mind to bring what were things like during that time period and made a point to keep it in the book. So when I updated the short story,
yeah,
I just kept it with the book.
I'm glad you did, because I think it's an interesting peek behind the other side of the camera. And I'm sure that the novel, Harry, was written in such a way that the names were changed to protect the guilty, because it reflects a good deal of information that generally you would think only could come from somebody who's had some experience dealing with cops and with the media. And so there's a lot of authenticity that comes through the Midwest Power Couple. And I thought it was just it was a nice way to get into some important issues involving the media, which, of course, is something that I think most gun owners and most Americans are kind of interested in. They've become more and more an issue themselves. And you even have some reference to it in A Midwest Power Couple. The media is perhaps in somewhat, at least, aware that the American people have less and less respect and less trust for them. I've had enough dealing with the media that I know that even if you're not talking about particular persons and places, it all has the ring of truth. This is the way things really happen, and particularly at the local level. And what I don't often see from an interview that I'm doing for Gun Owners of America is the interaction between the cops and the media. And obviously that's going to be an important part of the news beat, especially at the local level. If it won't lead if it doesn't bleed. And so if you're dealing with a terrible accident or a terrible crime scene, that's big news.
Yes, in the book, I purposely have, of course, with her being a policeman and him a reporter eventually, I had the interaction. I thought that would make an interesting part of the story and carried through with it. And with no particular inside knowledge, I just developed it in my mind and went on from there.
One of the things that struck me was the lady cop said, well, if there were no thrill, why be a cop? And not long ago, I interviewed Gina Sum, who was a cop and had been involved in defending a church in Colorado Springs when it was attacked by a wannabe mass murderer. And she, a real live cop, had that same point of view. That's part of the attraction that some people have to getting into police work. Coming up on a break, we're going to be back, talk some more with Harry Mack about his novel, The Midwest.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, today my guest is Harry Mack, and he's the author of A Midwest Power Couple, and it gets into a look behind the scenes, if you will, behind the camera and the goings-on between a cop who happens to be married to a reporter at a
local TV news station. We're not talking about national news, but as I mentioned and before the beginning of the first segment, there's somewhat of a difference between local news, local TV, and the national. And so this couple, the gal's a cop, the guy's a reporter, and some interesting issues get looked at in Harry Mack's book. Harry, I think you've, if I remember correctly, might own or have owned a motorcycle, and I thought it was kind of interesting that you had this couple on their big hog, and they pull up at a light beside a car that turns out to have some folks from their church, and the couple from the church didn't even recognize the bikers, maybe because they were on a motorcycle. But I guess there are some stereotypes that can affect what we see and whether what we saw was really what we saw.
Yeah, that was part of it. I did want to strike down some of them stereotypes. And actually, it wasn't on a hog. In the biker language, a hog is the Harley outfitted with all the dressing and side saddlebags and all that other stuff. So basically what he had was a chopper, and it's kind of stripped down with the high handlebars and so on. And a little bit different, but anyhow, the stereotype.
Well, you can tell that I don't know very much about it, so I've just been exposed.
Yeah, there you go. But, that gives you a little bit of insight. And with my knowledge, it helps out. A lot of my technical background and my personal background, you know, it helps write the book. I'm sure most writers pick up on a lot of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It depends on what they're doing, of course, but with this, it worked for me.
Well, I thought it was I could relate anyway to the time that there was a traffic stop and a rookie cop just basically went way over the top. And I've always wondered, because I think I've probably encountered that once or twice, if that's maybe not a all too common a problem. It takes a while for somebody that understandably might be a little bit on edge. I can't think of too many more things that would be more dangerous than pulling over a car for, you know, maybe a routine traffic stop, but you're never really sure what's behind the wheel of that car. So it's not too unlikely that, especially a rookie, maybe the first time he's actually by himself, is on edge and behaves in an improper fashion because he's on edge.
Exactly. And of course, a lot of times, with the exception of the character in the book, she knew exactly what to do, but a lot of ordinary people would be on edge, too.
That's the rub, that if people don't take account for the fact that the cop may have had an argument with his wife on the way to work, or maybe this is his first day solo or something like that, it might be hard for them to process what's happening, and you can only imagine how quickly a situation could get out of control if the cop himself isn't showing that he's under 100% control. He's got a stressful job, no question about it. I don't think I would particularly volunteer for pulling people over. So that's got to put most people, I would think, on edge, and can lead to a lot of misperceptions, too, I would think.
Yeah, and other misperceptions, the people on bikes, as you referred to earlier, about the couple spotting them and then and talking to them in church and didn't realize that the people they spotted on the highway were the same people they sat beside in church. So
they weren't wearing masks. So they actually did look pretty much the same, but their environment was different. And I think that's an interesting commentary on the value of just one eyewitness. Might be correct, but unless it can be corroborated by other eyewitnesses, which often will be at variance, you can get quite a misperception, and that was a great example. Sitting right next to this couple, maybe no farther away than they might have been at church, but when you put the other couple on that motorcycle, boom, well, that's different.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm part of a group. I belong to the Christian Motorcyclist Association, and many times we have people that have misperceptions from us. And one time we went to a restaurant, and there was a group of us, and the waitress was a little hesitant to serve us, and after she seen us so bound for prayer before the meal and how we treated her, she changed her attitude quite a bit.
Well, I can imagine that the reaction that a lot of people would have is, oh, no, here come the Hell's Angels. we're going to have trouble right now.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of stereotypes to overcome every time you're in a new place, I would imagine.
Sometimes it happens, yes.
You've been there and done that. Well, you had some pretty pretty thrilling scenes in the book, and I thought that the interaction between that developed throughout the story about the cops feeding information to the media was an interesting one, because obviously they may be hostile at certain times, and you can sure see that right now with the way the media depicts the Black Lives Matter versus certain other groups, and yet at the local level, particularly, I would think the media has really got to depend a lot on the cops for a tip that something's coming down. Otherwise, it might be all over by the time the media hears about it and the situation's been resolved and the cops are back home and whatever happened is all cleaned up. So if they're going to get there in time to have a story, they're going to have a certain amount of trust between the media and the cops that I don't think we're seeing a whole lot of at the national level.
Right. I think the local level is, I built that in because it was part of the story, and it showed where it benefited both sides. So there may be some disagreements from time to time, but I think overall it's beneficial for both.
I would think it would almost have to be. Otherwise, well, certainly the media might be at a disadvantage if they're not getting some tips from the cops. But if the cops want to get coverage that doesn't make them look like ogres, even when they're not, then there's going to have to be some kind of a modus vivendi between the media and the cops. And I think that comes out in Harry Mack's A Midwest Power Couple, a really delightful read and quite a nice little look inside what goes on at the local news level. We'll be back with Harry Mack.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Harry Mack, and he is an author of a novel, A Midwest Power Couple. The lady is a cop, and her husband is a reporter for a local news station, obviously in the Midwest. And a very interesting look at the news business and the cop business when we're dealing with relatively mundane local issues. And I thought it was very helpful because as somebody that's had to deal with the media for many years, it's kind of reassuring to me in a way that there's a different kind of media oftentimes at the local level from what we see at the national level. National news is pretty much exclusively dominated by liberals, from liberal to left liberal, whereas the local news, I found a fair number of reporters who were actually either just playing it straight or even once in a while somebody is somewhat conservative. I don't think they're going to end up at the New York Times or ABC evening news, but at least when you're doing something at the local level, there's often a different culture, and that's what you're reading about in Harry Mack's novel, A Midwest Power Couple, where, by the way, obviously carrying a gun is part of getting dressed for the gal, because she's a beat cop, as it were, a detective and a cop at a Midwest city, probably a good-sized city. And that was one of the nice hooks about the book is that it was a good guy with a gun, and the gun was part of getting dressed in the morning.
Exactly, and of course, I didn't give him one because he was always with her, so it was made convenient for him.
She didn't have any problem toting a gun, nor did he, as you point out, have any problem with her carrying a gun all the time. That was just, it was nice to see that guns can be treated as a normal part of everyday life.
Yeah, well, it was part of her job, too, and it did come in handy in several situations in the book, and he had several questions about it, and of course, she assured him about certain things. I don't want to give away too much of the book, nobody will want to read it.
No, but it's I think it's some of the themes that I found to my liking, because I've had to deal with the media for so many years, and to have somebody write about a place where the media is a little bit different from the CNN, Clinton News Network type of news that we're, I think rightly, as conservatives, we're going to be complaining about. And yet there is there are many places in the country where the media is just kind of workaday, trying to do a job. And by and large, I think trying to do it straight, whether they're liberal or conservative, they're just trying to let people know what happened earlier today in our city. And it can be a very stressful job. It can be a very boring job. They can do stakeouts, as you were describing in the book, and you probably aren't going to be staking out the country club when you're doing a stakeout.
No, I think they would get noticed pretty easy.
Well, they got noticed at least one time, I remember, in the Midwest Power Couple, because they were not from the hood, and they were not well received for being interlopers. So
yeah,
there's
that was
a certain
situation there.
Certain tension for the reporter. Obviously, they may not be that well received at the Gun Rights Policy Conference or the some other conservative function, but the folks at those meetings, even if they are not happy to see some of the media, are probably not going to start throwing bottles and stones at them as they go from point to point. And from what you were describing, that could actually happen in certain areas of our country.
Of course. But with the situation I have in the book, of course, they get very angry. And as a result, they're very, I think, I made it so that they were kind of disgusted with the situation and mad because they couldn't do anything about it. And try to make it a little bit more interesting for the reader.
Well, I think it's got a great storyline, and I enjoyed reading it just as a novel. But of course, being somewhat very political, not to say hyper political, I was certainly reading it for those possible insights that you might have had regarding the media, and indeed how the media has to relate as a matter of doing their job at the local level. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but it seems to me that there was more of a willingness to work together than we're seeing, say, between the FBI right now and the media, and the political campaigns are the context for an investigation of the top cop shop, and that's pretty tense at the moment. So it's rather different from the culture and the environment at the local level.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the national media does here, since I believe this program airs after the election. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens and how they treat, whichever way it goes, what the situation will be. I'm sure it will be biased one way or the other, and I'm just waiting to find out what's going to happen.
Yeah, that is part of the contrast that I found so interesting, because every day we're dealing with the national media here at Gun Owners, and we can't escape noticing the bias that most of the time we have to deal with. It's a pleasant surprise when a reporter is not biased. And usually if they're not, it's after the interview and after they've hung up with the station, and then they kind of almost as if maybe somebody is listening, they'll, I don't agree with everything they're doing back in the station.
Well, they get something off their back. Maybe they feel better after that.
I think that's probably part of it. They know that they're working in an environment where views of truth may be in opposition. And there are times I've experienced here at Gun Owners of America when they just don't care to report it straight. And it's kind of refreshing for me to read in the Midwest Power Couple that you wrote there really are, and I can validate this from my own experience, there are places where the media does try to play it fairly straight, and where you could actually go have a beer with them after work, and it wouldn't end up being a compromised situation. I don't think I've ever thought of having a beer with Dan Rather.
I think he'd get in an argument sooner or later.
Well, I think so. If he would even deign to have an interview with somebody so beneath him, radical Calidarian that he is, not so much. But yes, that's not likely to have worked well. I was kind of fascinated with your description of how a used car can come out of a flood and end up on the market, and how it can be sold in an effort to conceal what's happened to it. That was actually almost like reading Consumer's Report, and I really appreciated the insights you had there. We had another segment with Harry Mack. We're going to be back and talk a little bit more about a Midwest power couple.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Thanks for being with us. As you know, we're talking with Harry Mack, and he's the author of a novel, A Midwest Power Couple. Harry and I go back a few years, and I was just delighted to find that he'd been spending some newly won free time or spare time in doing some writing, something that he's been pursuing off and on for a long while, and it's ended up with a novel called A Midwest Power Couple. Really an interesting look at the local media through the lives of a couple. The guy is a local TV station news reporter, and his wife is a cop on the local big city police department. And it really makes for a very interesting, I think it's going to help people understand what they're seeing on their evening news. And I'm glad you've provided it just from that point of view, because it's not just something that kind of happens and it's there on the screen and everything there is just the way it was. You see the human interactions that go into producing the news, and there are people that have their ideas like other people do, and sometimes they get it wrong, and sometimes they're real idiots about it, and other times there are people trying to play it straight. And it's up to us, of course, the consumers, to ultimately try to sort all that out, and perhaps since we're not there when it's being made, and we can't be completely sure, we ought to kind of look at it as if we're from Missouri. Show me.
There you go. Yeah. I had one situation there with the one program where the star of a particular show went bad, and the interaction there and behind-the-scenes action with the man and the star of the show and the situation that came out of that. I thought, just to make things interesting, I developed different situations throughout the book to keep the reader just interested and not being bored and slowed down.
Well, we might look at what you were just saying from another point of view. What if Bill Clinton were dealing with that local news group? He would almost certainly be able to find the gal that would be most interested in having a beer with him after work.
Yeah, I think that would be an interesting situation and be a good one to broadcast.
And interestingly, it almost never does get broadcast, how the media, at least at the national level, seems to have a what is the code that's supposed to be descriptive of the cops keeping their mouths closed about each other, the omerta. Well, I think we have something similar with the media. They are not likely to report on each other. That's almost a given, and that's not something that was the focus of your novel. But actually, when you think about it, that is kind of what we're dealing with the local news. They're not reporting on each other, even if there are things that perhaps could be reported on, as we're finding out at the national level in some of the revelations that have come out with the FBI and the Clinton campaign and so many of these different things happening. In fact, there are so many potential scandals breaking almost on a daily basis that it's a kind of protective covering. You don't know which one to look at, and as a result, you get information overload. But that, I don't...
Interesting. The Justice Department and all that goes on there, it's so obvious, it's so political, and I'm sure it's coming from the top down, and it's just so sad because I think everyone's aware of it, and they don't seem to realize that they're just putting on the show, and nobody believes them.
Increasingly, that may well be the case. I would hope so, because at the national level, I've had to deal with a media that is not at all sympathetic, as a rule, to the Second Amendment point of view. They would almost rather be dealing with somebody that brought a live snake into the studio rather than have to talk about the right to keep and bear arms. So I know what it's like to be viewed as a pariah. That, again, I think that's why I've kind of appreciated those instances when I've had occasion to deal with local media. I just haven't found that level of mendacity and hostility. It's not that it's not there. It's just that it's not nearly as uniformly present as it seems to be at the national level.
Yeah, I think having lived in the area, D.C. area, the local media there is more attuned to the national level in what I wrote about in the Midwest, because they're further away from all the action in the D.C. politics. So that's why it's a little bit different.
Yeah, they're outside that bubble, and they're more in contact with actual Americans and their average daily lives. And that does seem to make a big difference in the perceptions that they have, and which inevitably are going to filter what they're seeing and presenting to their public. So I really enjoyed reading the Midwest Power Couple. It's a nice reminder that there are areas, most of the country, in fact, that by and large are happily rather different from the world around the Beltway, which is so intensely liberal, so intensely political, so intensely focused on power. It's all about power, and truth can take the hindmost, and that's a shame, and that's why it was so refreshing to read a Midwest Power Couple, that there actually is a lot in America that hasn't been quite as compromised as the world that I have to work in, and the world that you were living in for many years as well.
Yeah, myself, I'm a small town person. I come from Western Pennsylvania originally, and grew up about 60 miles from Pittsburgh. But after having moved to the D.C. area and then moved around from different places, still I'm that small town person, and that's why I retired to a small town and really enjoyed it. I just the city living was just a part of the job, and it was required, and sometimes you have to do those things to make certain sacrifices to support the job. But once over, you do what you want to do.
Now, you've dealt with the media one way and another over the years, and I just wonder if you would have any advice for how conservatives in general, people running for office, would have in dealing. We got just a couple of minutes left, but or even just as they look at the news, how they handle that, because I think you've had a lot of insights, and I'd like to make sure people get the benefit of it.
I think if anybody deals with them, they should listen very carefully to the question and make sure it's not loaded. And also, when they make a statement, possibly if they can't record it themselves, so if anything is manipulated, to have their evidence right there. I'm sure that has happened before.
Very good point. That's right. One of the best witnesses would be a tape recorder, if this is what actually happened. That can be a big protection, and it might actually cool the jets of somebody who's out on an ideological toot trying to do harm, to point out to them that, well, I know what was said because, here, would you like me to play it back?
Right.
So, very good point. I wonder... anything else for us as news consumers before we run out of time altogether?
Well, maybe can I plug my other books?
Absolutely.
Okay, I have what is basically an autobiography. It's called Blue Collar CIA, and that's about my government career. And then I wrote another one. I'm not sure whether it's still in publication or not, but it's for older children, and it's a Christian-based book called The Treasure, Mystery, Clues. So those are my two other books.
Well, I myself, I think I'm going to look into a blue-collar CIA. That sounds like something that might be relevant to a future discussion between Harry Mack, author of A Midwest Power Couple, and yours truly. Harry, I want to thank you very much for being a guest on the Gun Owners News Hour today, and I wish your writing career every success. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.